But it can't still be going on.
Pete, it started at midnight. Now, if it's good, the kids will keep it rolling as long as they're willing to play.
Oh, that's what I told Joy on the phone, but now I don't believe it myself.
Okay, shall we walk around the block again or go into the coffee Mm-mm. shop and have another cup of that coffee?
Oh, no, I like it out here, Tony. The city's exciting even at this hour.
How little I know about you.
I'm not very complicated.
Oh, I think you are. I think you're one of the most complex girls I've ever met.
That's silly, Tony.
No, it's honest. In Bellhaven, you've been living everybody's life but your own. You're so held down by the Wakefields, by your sister Joy.
Tony, they're my family.
Yeah, that's what you think you should say. Kate, that girl in Bellhaven isn't really you at all. You've had years in storage. Now it's time to get out and be what you are.
I'm 27, Tony. Do you think anybody can change at that age?
You don't have to change, Kate. It's all right there inside of you. You're the kid who left college for a crazy marriage, the girl who gave me hell this afternoon for helping her get a job. You're sometimes impossible. You're also shivering.
I think I will go in.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go over to that auditorium and see if the concert's still going on. I'll call you.
Thank you. Thanks for a lot of things.
Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms. Brought to you by Daytrill, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers.
Who's behind the counter tonight?
Well, how am I doing, Jack?
Where's Hazel?
Well, I was having coffee and she got a call. Her kid's sick.
Oh.
I told her to go home, I'd take over. Fred said okay.
But you're missing the concert.
Well, can't win them all.
I missed it too, but I caught the rehearsal at 5. Jeff didn't show.
He's not playing tonight?
No, his girl came into town today.
I thought Nancy'd gone back home to, well, to Mom.
No, she called him about 2 and he took off.
Oh, she's too nice a kid for him.
Yeah, she gets a little crazy when she's with that guy.
Well, they're all a little crazy if you ask me. Hey, they come into the city to be free, whatever that means. Then they latch onto each other, scared to death they might be. Boy, I'm glad I passed 30.
You make 30 beautiful.
Thanks. You'll like it, too, when you get there.
Ooh.
Hey, what'll it be, miss?
Coffee, please.
Right. Say, didn't I see you in here earlier?
I've been in and out all night. I'm waiting for someone.
Well, now, who'd stand up a nice girl like you?
It isn't a stand-up. I'm waiting for my niece.
Your niece?
She must be a real itty-bitty girl.
No, I have an older sister. Nancy's 18.
Nancy?
Well, maybe you know her.
Well, I've seen her. I live downtown. Oh, I'm freaked out on country music. I came up here tonight for the concert.
Is that where she is?
Well, I don't know. Do you, Jack?
Her boyfriend usually plays guitar with the group, ma'am.
I didn't know that. I mean, that she had a boyfriend.
I better be moving on.
Sure.
Here's for Hazel's kid, Trudy.
Oh, beautiful, Jack.
Yeah. And don't let Trudy fool you, ma'am. She may not be much of a hash slinger, but she's the best secretary they've got downtown.
I'll sling hash at you, Jackie boy.
Save it for the concert crowd.
Oh, Lord, I forgot all about that. Oh, God bless them all. I love the kids.
You work downtown all day and up here at night?
Oh, no. Well, I just took over for the girl who works here. She's got a sick youngster, you see. She had to leave all of a sudden.
Oh.
Now, look. Don't you worry about Nancy. She's a good kid.
But I haven't heard from her all day.
Ah, they can do it to you, can't they?
Oh.
The donuts are good. Have a couple.
Okay. My name's Kate. Kate Wakefield.
I'm Trudy Kiefer.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Oh, likewise.
Mm.
Oh, the donuts are good.
And I can't touch them. The Battle of the Bulge on the losing side. That's me.
Aw. How late does this place stay open?
All night. I'll be here until 6.
6?
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to your office at 9?
I got Viking blood.
Oh. Look, Trudy, I'm staying here at the Studio Club.
Yeah?
I've got to be around anyhow. Why don't you let me give you a hand for a little while?
With the counter?
Well, I can pour coffee, scramble eggs, flip pancakes.
Oh, boy, you're on.
How do I get behind the counter?
Through that door.
Okay.
Hey, Fred, we got a new girl out front. Hey, put that coverall on, Kate.
Oh,
here, I'll show you what's what.
Okay.
Golly, here comes the mom.
Oh, let me. What'll it be, sir?
A cup of Java, fried eggs over, no potatoes.
Java, fried eggs over, and hold the fries. How am I doing, Trudy?
I tell you, you're fired.
Another quarter for the tip. I don't have it.
Ah, forget it, kid. You better get home.
Good evening, Nancy.
Who? You're...
Tony Cushing.
Kate's friend.
That's right.
What are you doing here at this hour?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Look, I don't have to account to you, Mr. Cushing.
It might be easier.
You mean you've been out here waiting for me? Where's Kate?
I hope she's gone to bed. She spent enough time this evening worrying about you.
So you waited to spy
now
on
don't,
me.
Don't be any more of a fool than you already have been. I went up to the auditorium to see if you'd be coming out of the concert.
I didn't go.
So it seems. Then I came back just as the kids were going into the coffee shop. I thought I'd wait to see if you were with them.
Look, you have no right to
go... Where have you been, Nancy?
That's my affair.
Right, but you've made it my affair. And that I resent.
What do you mean?
It happens I had a dinner date with Kate tonight. We were going to celebrate her new job.
Oh, she got it?
We spent the evening worrying about you. That's not what Kate came into the city for.
Well, she didn't have to. I'm 18 and I'm free to do what I like.
Nobody's free to do what they like. Haven't you learned that yet? You were willing to use Kate to come into town for your own purposes.
I did not use her.
You call it what you like. But you managed to turn an important day for her into a mess. You could at least have left a message for her.
I don't have to take this from you, Mr. Cushing.
Okay. One of two things can happen. You can call a cop, or I can spank you.
Spank?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't dare. Who do you think you are?
Probably the only friend you've got right this minute. You want to tell me where you've been?
No.
Nancy, are you in some kind of trouble?
No.
Because if you are, you can tell me.
No, thanks.
Well, you just better have some explanation ready for Kate and for your mother.
Why? What I do is my business.
Shall I come with you?
No, thanks.
Nancy, honey...
No way. Good night, Mr. Cushing.
Hey, Kate. Hey, look who's coming in.
Nancy. Oh, thank heavens. Nancy, honey.
Hey. Hey, you. You're working here? Oh, wow. Is this part of your new life in the big city?
Nancy, hush. Come on upstairs.
And you want to know where I've been? Oh, wait till I tell this in Bellhaven. You look so funny. So.
Nancy, get hold of yourself.
Trudy. I'll be right back.
Kate, I want to go home.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either, Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Daytrile can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Daytrile, new from Bristol-Myers.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse. Author's Studio presents the radio dramatization of William Makepeace Thackeray's classic novel, Vanity Fair, the story of the clever and charming adventuress, Becky Sharp. In a moment, our author, Mr. Thackeray. The Author's Studio is brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant.
Said, I am the author of Vanity Fair, and bless my soul, immodest as it may sound, I've written a heroine of remarkable resourcefulness. I ask you to note that Becky Sharp slept the night in a great, gloomy bed in a great, gloomy bedchamber with Sir Pitt's bewhiskered old housekeeper, Mrs. Tinker. Though Becky far from relished her bedfellow, she has turned it to good account, wangling a deal of useful information from the old woman. Now, whilst they dress this early morning, our little cross-examiner means to learn more.
Serve you right if you'd waked with the snuffles. No nightcap on your head to keep you snug. More's the worse.
Tain't decent.
I'll follow your advice, Mrs. Tinker, and always sleep in one hereafter. Had I worn one, it may be I'd not have stayed awake for the longest while wondering over something you said.
And what might that be?
I wondered why young Mr. Pitt won't allow his father to be rude to Lady Crawley. I shouldn't think Sir Pitt would let anyone order him about.
Oh, you're a sly one, Miss Sharp. Before you leave for Queen's Crawley this day, you'll have the whole family and their ways tucked into your little head.
I shall, if you're kind enough to tell me.
I'll fill your head till I'm into me petticoats. Then I go down to cook pottage for Sir Pitt. Young Pitt. That's who you'll have before breakfast, eh?
Please, and thank you.
A very proper gentleman he is, not like his father one whit. Wants all things proper. When he grew to man's estate and come home from college to Queen's Crawley, the first thing he sets about is to reform it.
Reform Queen's Crawley?
It was run terrible slack. Oh. Servants did as they pleased, which is to say not much. Sir Pitt didn't care. Lady Crawley didn't see. You ask how it is young Pitt orders his father about. The old rogue and all the household stands in awe of his son. Why, the servants fair tremble afore him.
Am I to be afraid of him as well, Mrs. Tinker?
I doubt you're afraid of anyone, miss. But you'd best mind your manners and how you dress. I can tell you, her ladyship's curl papers come off when he's to home. Sir Pitt's old muddy gaiters come off as well. And he don't fuddle himself with rum in his son's presence.
Is, young Mr. Pitt handsome?
Now, there's a girl's question. No, he ain't. But if you've a mind to set your cap for him, you ain't his sort. Too pretty by far. Too sassy as well.
If I'm pretty, I can't help it. Sassy, I can.
Save yourself the trouble. He's paying his addresses to Lady Jane Sheepshanks. off. That'll be Sir Pitt. All right, all right.
Hang it all, it's breakfast time and past. By now we ought to be off for Queen's Crawley.
Go and start the porridge, then.
It's started.
Go and eat it, then. We'll be down afore you've filled your gullet.
See that you are.
You're dressed, miss. Go. Won't do for him to be in bad temper the whole of the time you drive where you're bound.
Yes, all right. I'm most grateful for all you've told me, Mrs. Tinker.
Oh, I've told little enough. You're walking into an hornet's nest, Miss Rebecca Sharp. See you don't get stung.
Sir Pitt?
So, Miss Sharp, don't expect to lie abed half the morning at Queen's Crawley.
Good morning, Sir Pitt.
Don't fancy you'll soften me up with your smiles.
Oh? Do you prefer this face, sir?
Don't you cock a snoot at me, young woman.
Well, then what am I to do, Sir Pitt?
You ought to stop asking questions of old Tinker. Is young Pitt handsome? No, he ain't. But I can tell you that I was a handsome book when I was Pitt's age. By gad, I was.
You're handsome still, Sir Pitt.
Huh?
Or would be, if you weren't dressed like a rag picker.
Ah, you're a bonny girl, a bonny girl. Good as gold, you are.
I most respectfully reply, sir, that you're not a good as gold gentleman. Gentlemen don't eavesdrop at doors. Rogues do that.
Oh, a rogue, am I? I told you last night I do as I please.
Except when your son is about.
So, Tink told you that, did she? Who the devil does she think she is? I'll sack the old biddy, I'll sack her.
Not for the first time, old man, and I've not left yet. Sit down and eat your porridge before you die of apoplexy.
Yeah. Morning, Tink, you old busybody. So you told Miss Sharp what she's in for.
Put a flea in her ear, I did. But I didn't tell all by us.
How do you get the most out of an antiperspirant? The answer may be using Ban Roll-On. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On helps stop wetness better than most leading sprays. And Ban Roll-On costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. Ban Roll-On. Why settle for less?
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from 2 personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
Four splendid horses draw the red carriage with Sir Pitt's coat of arms emblazoned on the doors. Becky stepped into it like a queen. The day is fine, and the conversation takes a turn to her liking.
What confounded lies Tinker filled you with, I'll not ask. But I'm bound to set you straight if you'll give me your attention.
You have it all, Sir Pitt.
Who, besides young Pitt, did she tattle about?
Lady Crawley.
First or second?
The present Lady Crawley.
Now, you'll need to hear of the first before you understand the second. Yeah, she was an infernal, quarrelsome, high-bred jade, and when she died, God rest her mean soul, I swore I'd not take another wife like her. Kept my word. Kept it too well. Went too bloody far into the direction. Married a milk-and-water wife, weak as a rained-on fly.
Well, I'm told young Mr. Pitt likes his stepmother.
But you were told by a fool. He don't like me. Knows he drives me fair to destruction the way he takes her ladyship into dinner on his arm. Jumps to his feet when she comes in the room. Makes elegant bows when she quits it. Ugh. He's a pompous ass, my son. No marrow in his bones.
And I'm sick to death of this conversation.
Oh, well, your second son, then. Shall we talk of him?
As little as possible. Rawdon's in the army, gambles, always in debt. I'll not give him tuppence. But his Aunt Matilda does, my fool of a sister does.
It would seem you're not fond of your sons.
Fond as they deserve.
Is Mr. Rawdon at Queen's Crawley?
No, he ain't. Two brothers never there together. Hate each other.
Is your sister there?
No, London. You ask a deal of questions, Miss Sharp.
And you give answers. Thank you, sir. Most persons of your rank and station would not.
Aye. There's some questions I'd not answered if asked.
I wager there are, and they have girls' names. I wager that, too.
Aye, for the minx of your rank and station, bless my soul, you're bold as brass.
Would you have me milk and water, then?
I'd have you the way you be. But it comes to mind, with all your questions, there's one you ought to ask. You don't silent as a corpse on it. I don't like it. No, I don't.
Oh, well, if you'd but remind me, I'd ask.
Why are you bound for Queen's Quarry?
To be governor. But I didn't have to ask you, Sir Pitt. Mrs. Tinker told me all about your two little girls.
What did she say of them?
That, my two charges are dear, precious little creatures.
Their names?
Mrs. Tinker did tell, but I just remember.
Dear, precious little creatures. Tink said no such of a thing. They're little beasts. Along with your other talents, you can lie with the best of them. And what a pretty little liar you are.
Thank you, sir.
Aha! Here is opportunity for moralizing. No, I shall stay my pen. My listeners must make their own judgments. Tomorrow, Queen's Crawley. Your most obedient and obliged servant, William Makepeace Thackeray.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oceder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oceder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oceder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound. Oceder makes your life easier.
These new Radio Playhouse programs return dramatic radio to daytime listening for the first time in many years. For 1 hour each day, we present serial dramas, a new and different alternative to the music, news, and talk shows. We hope you're enjoying our program and welcome the daily difference of drama. Won't you drop us a card and tell us how you feel about this new series? Write Author Studio, 345 Park Avenue, New York, New York, 10022, or your local station. Enjoy the difference of daily drama.
The Author Studio has been brought to you by the Oceder Angler Broom. It gets the dirt other brooms miss.
This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
Not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the little things in life. Brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way.
Time. Either you get your room cleaned up or you are not going to that party tonight.
Oh, Mother.
Now, that is final. Now, you get this room cleaned up.
What's wrong with it?
The room looks all right to you?
Yes.
Look at that pile of clothes on the chair and on that chair. Sweaters, blouses, scarves, fits all over the bookcase, shoes all over the floor, books, magazines. This room is a mess.
I'm the one who's living in this room.
And I'm the one who has to look at this room every time I go past.
All right, I'll keep the door closed.
Now, you listen to me.
What's going on in here?
Now, look at this room. I just told Debbie if she expects to go to that party tonight, she has to clean her room first.
Well, I must say, it's kind of a mess, Debbie girl. Mother does have a point.
I don't see why she's so fussy about cleaning. I can't see that it matters. I don't mind living in a mess.
At least you admit it's a mess.
Well, I'm sure she'll get it cleaned up, won't you, Pussykins?
Well, Pussykins had better get it cleaned up, or Big Cat is not going to let her go to the party. And furthermore, well,
Come on, let her get at it.
Well, I am going to the party.
Get your room clean, then.
Oh, I think our little Debbie has a temper.
Oh, you indulge her. You really do. And if she were littler, I'd go right back in there and spank her for slamming the door.
Yeah, she's a little big for spanking. But I don't think I indulge her.
Oh, honey, you do, dear. Really?
16 is a difficult age. Parents have to be a little understanding.
Well, at 16, I think it's time children showed a little understanding. My great-grandmother was married at 16 and had 3 children before she was 20.
Well, times have changed. What's for dinner?
Potato salad and cold cuts. We can eat any time you want to.
I'll glance over the paper a bit. We can wait for Debbie. Give her a chance to get her room done.
You know, it's very hard for me when you don't back me up. She knows she can always get around you. I am always the monster.
Well, honey, I think you are a little severe with her. I think you expect too much of her.
Oh, really? She doesn't help me with one thing. Not one thing. At 16, can't she help me with the housework a little bit? She knows how impossible it is for me to get help. I have this whole house to do.
Well, she was helping you last week, vacuuming, dusting. I saw her.
She was expecting some of her friends. You don't see her doing any vacuuming when we're giving a party. She treats this place as though it were a free luxury hotel. I'm her cook, her upstairs maid, and her downstairs maid, and her laundress. And
well, you have to understand.
She never helps in the kitchen at all. She walks through the kitchen with her tennis racket over her shoulder and says, "What's for dinner? I'm starved."
No.
That's it.
I'll have a little talk with her.
Getting a little tired. Oh, little talk with her. You'll say, "Now, Debbie can try to help Mommy a little bit more." And she'll say, "Yes, Daddy, I will," and that'll be it. I'm just not going to have it anymore. I'm just not now.
Okay, I've cleaned it.
She's cleaned her room in 2 minutes.
I picked up everything. Do you want to come and inspect it?
Hey, that's kind of cute. Cleaned it up in 2 minutes.
Now, you come with me. You come with me, and please, this one time, you back me up.
Okay, I picked up my clothes. I picked up the books. I picked up my shoes. I cleaned that mess off my desk.
Well, I must say, it does look a lot better.
Open the closet door, Debbie.
You didn't say I had to clean the closet.
Open the closet door.
Oh.
Well, say, now, Deborah, that's not very nice. Now I agree with Mother. You can't just shovel everything into that closet.
Look, Daddy, I really don't have time to clean my room just now. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll spend the whole day. I'll clean out every desk drawer. I'll even wash the curtains. I will, Mom. I promise, Daddy. I'll spend the whole day tomorrow.
Well...
No. You will clean your room now or not go to the party.
Oh, I just hate you.
Deborah.
I do. I can't wait until I get through school and get a job and get my own apartment. I just can't wait.
Neither can I. In fact, you will clean this room tonight even if you don't go to the party. Otherwise, you will get no allowance for 2 months, nor can you use my car. Right, Daddykins?
Well, yes. Your mother and I want your room clean tonight.
I want to eat some dinner, dear. It's 9 o'clock.
No, I'm not very hungry. This is just salad and cold cuts. I thought maybe we might wait. Maybe Debbie might want some, huh?
You think I'm mean, don't you?
No, I don't. I did, sort of, but I don't now. I was pretty appalled myself when I saw she just chucked everything in the closet. That's kind of sneaky, you know?
Yes, I do.
Boy, kids are tricky, aren't they?
Well, it's pretty hard to see one jump ahead of them. Well, she hates me.
Oh, no, she doesn't. I'm sure she's sorry she said
that. No, not yet. I said that to my mother once. I never forget it. still haunts me. She wouldn't let me go to a midnight movie. The other kids' parents let them go. She wouldn't let me. I was 12, as I recall.
Well, she's certainly cleaning up in there. I heard the vacuum.
No, I always thought I was going to be one of these lovely, wonderful mothers who never raises her voice and her children adore her because she's so sweet and so kind.
Oh, come on, honey.
Instead, I'm a nag, a shrew, a beast, and she hates me. I don't blame her. I'm doing to her just what my mother did to me. Really, you know, I am getting to sound more like my mother every day. And I hated it when she talked to me like that.
Oh, listen, we all go through that. My dad was strict with me, and boy, well, with my sister, she could do no wrong.
You think maybe I should go in there and kind of give Debbie a helping hand?
Hey, what's the matter with you? You made a point. Now stick to it.
Well, I just meant she's not the greatest cleaner in the world. Not having much experience, maybe I should show her. You know how to pull a furniture out.
Will you stay put? At least she's cleaning her room. Now let her do it her own way. Maybe it won't be the greatest job, but if you get in there and start saying, "No, dear, do it again this way," you're both going to wind up being mad again.
Yes. I guess you're right.
I know I'm right.
Well, let's stop talking about it. Come on, things are on the table. Let's eat something, shall we?
Shall I see if she's hungry yet? She said no before. Well, go ask her.
You ask her. She likes you better than she likes me right now.
Oh, nonsense. Deb! Debbie! You feel hungry yet?
No, thank you.
How'd that sound to you? She's still mad, or was that a pleasant, polite thank you?
Neither one. I think it was more of a busy little girl who wants to get through cleaning so she can go to the party.
No, it'll be too late now. Oh, I probably shouldn't have picked a time when it was a party. It really was kind of mean of me, wasn't it?
Stop that. Now, you made a decision, and it was right. And I agree that in the future, I've got to back you up. Now, come on, let's eat.
The ham and the salami. Oh. And some liverwurst, bologna, potato salad. Uh-huh. Coleslaw, too, if you want some.
Yeah, it looks good. Well, go on, eat. Eat.
I'm not very hungry. She was always such a cuddly baby. Remember?
Go on now, eat something.
No, she...
Mama?
Oh.
Mama?
Yes?
Like to look at my room now?
Is it cleaned?
Yes.
Well, if you say it's cleaned, I don't think I have to look.
Well, I want you to look at it. Gee, I spent all this time cleaning it. I want to show it off.
All right. Come on, Dave. I quite understand, Debbie. When you've knocked yourself out cleaning house, you want to show it off. And I hope your future husband learns to notice it.
Boy, I learned, Debbie. Now I come home and say, "Wow, you cleaned the house. It looks wonderful."
Unfortunately, he sometimes says that on days I haven't cleaned.
Well, that's just to be on the safe side. Mother. Look at this.
Oh, Debbie, it really does look splendiferous. It looks lovely.
And please inspect the closet.
Well, I couldn't have done better myself.
Hey, look at her bathroom. Boy, it's spotless.
Oh, Mama, I do love you.
I know, dear.
Even the tub has been scrubbed. Hey, Deb, you want us to drive you out to your party?
Oh, no, it's late, and I don't care anyhow. Amazing as it will seem to you two, I'd rather stay home and give you both some advice on how to bring up children.
Oh, and that girl.
Yes.
Really? What do you mean?
You always make threats, but you never stick to them.
That's true.
Tonight you did, and it worked, right?
I know. Yes, it did. I've learned something, Debbie. I really
well,
did.
Well, I guess Debbie has too, huh?
Oh, I'll say. Boy, my kids are going to work. They're going to help.
I see.
Make their beds, clean their rooms, learn how to cook. Because I'm not going to do everything and pick up after them and
all
wash
them. And what if they just say, "No, I won't do it," and then they don't do it?
Well, then they can get out and get a job and earn their own living.
The age of 5, when I started having trouble with you?
Well, I'll figure that out.
All right.
Come on, I'm hungry. I want tons of potato salad and some ham and salami.
You know something? She hasn't called me Mama since she was little.
She loves you.
I know.
If I had a nickel for every minute I've spent in a dirty oven, scraping and scrubbing, oh, I'd be living in Fort Knox.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Oh, come on.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night. And while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
Really?
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
Well, Mr. Muscle really sounds like a good man to wake up to.
The following is a paid dramatization.
Hi, I'm the teacher, and that's Roland Gibbs on drums. He drew my picture last week with gray hair. Me, with 11 grays. I gave hair coloring a second thought. I found out about Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It has no peroxide, doesn't change my natural color, and it's good for my hair. Loving Care covered my grays and made my hair softer and shinier. Gotta give the kid credit.
Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. It's good for your hair.
The Little Things in Life has been brought to you by Loving Care Color Lotion from Clairol. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.
To have and to hold. To have and to hold. The story of the traditional vows, the new morality, and the people caught in the conflict between them. Brought to you by Final Net. Gives your hair a great, long-lasting hold.
Drink so much lemonade if you're going to be playing tennis this afternoon.
I like to flash around the court. Do you want some?
Oh, no, thank you. I have to get dinner ready.
What are we having?
Meatloaf and baked potatoes.
Great.
Betsy, I think you better stop spending so much time with Susie Carter.
Mother?
At least while her mother's in the hospital.
That doesn't make any sense.
You remember her mother didn't want you to visit overnight if she wasn't going to be there.
That was just a misunderstanding. Susie's my friend, and I can't just tell her I can't see her while her mother's sick. She'll think I'm crazy.
I don't care what she thinks. I don't want you over there while Angela Fairchild is staying with her.
What has that got to do with it?
I don't have to explain myself to you.
I see.
You just think you understand.
You're mad because Daddy was over at the Carters last night and Miss Fairchild was there.
Don't you use that tone to me.
Well, what have you got against Miss Fairchild? She's a nurse, and Daddy sees her every day at the hospital.
I know he does, Betsy.
Well, maybe he stopped over at the Carters to talk about Susie's mother, or something like that.
Is that what he told you?
Daddy hasn't told me anything, Mom. I'm sure he has a good reason. Why don't you ask him?
Don't worry, I'm going to.
What are you going to do about tennis when school starts, honey?
Oh, Daddy, I'm going to do what all the pros do. Get up real early in the morning and practice.
Oh, I'll believe that when I see it.
Oh, you'll probably hear it. I'm going to practice against the back wall of the garage.
Has my backhand improved?
Yes, yes, it has, honey. Listen, maybe you'd better find some other place to practice in the morning.
Well, what's wrong with the garage wall?
Well, I'm afraid it might disturb your mother.
Oh, I didn't think of that. When's she going to be home?
Very soon.
Has Dr. Foster found out anything?
No, but he's still working on it. There are some more tests.
Daddy, are you sure?
Sure of what, hon?
That you don't know what's wrong with Mom.
I wish I knew.
Dad, you know, you and Mom have always leveled with us. You always tell us the truth.
Well, that's what we've always tried to do, baby.
We're a family. Dad, Bobby and Jennifer have been worrying. He didn't want to bother you.
Hasn't your Aunt Angela been able to
stop us from worrying? She's as bad as you are. It's kind of the grown-ups against the kids.
Come here, Betty. Sit here next to me on the swing. Now, the most important thing is to help your mother get well with all our love.
She's always had that, Daddy.
Susie, she asks about you every day. Angela gives her a full report, and then she asks me when I stop by her room.
Is Aunt Angela going to stay on here after Mom gets out of the hospital?
Well, I really don't know, but we'll see. You two get along all right, don't you?
Oh, sure we do. It's just that, well, I guess she's different when she's at the hospital.
Didn't you put any soda in the fridge?
It hasn't come from the store yet.
Bobby, is your summer counseling job all finished?
Well, I hope so. He's been rushing out of here every morning, leaving me with the breakfast dishes.
I thought Aunt Angela was taking care of that.
Now, listen, your Aunt Angela is not here for your convenience. I think we should establish the rule that everyone, and I mean everyone, takes care of his or her own dishes.
Jenny, too?
It's time she started learning. Now, we can't have your mother picking up after us all the time the way she's been doing.
It's good character training, black-eyed Susan.
Knock it off or you'll get one. Look, I better go over to the courts. I'll see you later.
Well, how's your game?
A lot better than yours. And you put the soda in the fridge.
Bobby, you know, you could take hold here a little more while your mother isn't able to.
Sure, Dad. Now that the camp thing is over, I can. When I signed up, I didn't know about Mom.
Yes, I know.
She's going to be all right, isn't she? Well, because I was wondering...
Well, when I know something, I'll tell you.
No, I mean, I was thinking, maybe I'd better call off college for a while.
Well, now, why do you say that?
Well, if Mom's sick, I don't want to be 1,000 miles away from her.
Now, Bobby, you've got to go. She wouldn't want you to change your plans. She'd be sure something was wrong if you did.
This is what aerosol hairspray sounds like. This is what Finalnet sounds like. The big difference in the way they sound is the big difference in the way they work. Finalnet is not an aerosol. It's concentrated to give you a great long-lasting hold. There are no wasteful propellants. That makes it economical, too. 8 ounces of Finalnet go as far as 24 ounces of aerosol hairspray. You get a great hold at a great price. Finalnet, the first sensible alternative to aerosol hairspray.
Did you know that a 1.5 ounce bottle of Bad Roll-On antiperspirant costs about the same, yet lasts longer than most 5 or 6 ounce sprays? Listen to this. Averaging 2 seconds of spray per application each side each day, the longest lasting of the leading antiperspirant sprays gives you 37 days of protection. On the average, Ban Roll-On will give you 51 days. That's 38% longer. And tests have shown that Ban Roll-On will help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Ban Roll-On, so economical, yet so effective.
That's your father now.
Maybe I'd better go over to the tennis courts. They don't hold your reservation forever.
Who are you playing with?
Susie Carter.
After what I told you.
But, Mom, I promised. And anyway, it's not at her house, so I won't be seeing Angela Fairchild.
Oh, what's this about Angela Fairchild?
I don't want Betsy hanging around the Carter house while Emily Carter's in the hospital and Angela Fairchild is staying there.
Now, just what is your objection, Ginger?
Do you really have to ask?
Betsy, why don't you run along, darling? We'll see you at dinner, huh?
Sure, Daddy. I wouldn't miss meatloaf for anything.
Did you get the ice out?
That's a lovely greeting, Marshall.
I'm sorry, Ginger. I really am, but it's been a long day.
Not as long as some. And how did I know when you'd be home? Or even if you'd be home?
I'll get the ice.
You can't get away that easily.
You know, this kitchen is like an oven. Did you have to make meatloaf today?
If you'd stuck to your usual schedule, the meatloaf would have been nicely chilled by the time you arrived.
Now, Ginger, could you please stop this senseless carping about my schedule? You know what a doctor's day is like. It's not news to you, and you certainly aren't making life any easier for both of us by making so much of it.
And you're the only one to be considered, aren't you?
Of course not. I said both of us.
Why didn't you tell me you went to see Angela Fairchild last night?
Oh, no, I can't believe it.
It's not hard for me.
That great leap in illogic. Just because I was at the Carters late last night and Angela happened to be there, you assumed I had a date with her. And then you asked me why I didn't tell you I had a date, and as if I had to get permission from you before I do anything.
You knew she was going to be there.
How do you know that? What difference would it make anyway? I see her at the hospital every day.
You know it's not the same thing.
Ginger, please. Can't we have a reasonable discussion?
It's hard to have a reasonable discussion about adultery.
On that, we agree.
What do you expect me to do? Pretend that your running around doesn't matter to me? Create a perfect father image for your daughter to admire?
I don't want your filling Betsy's mind with this garbage.
She has to learn what you're really like.
And you're to be her teacher.
I'm her mother.
Which, of course, gives you a right to ruin her life.
Me? Ruin her life? What do you think you're doing? Carrying on an affair that'll wreck her life as well as mine.
I'm not carrying on an affair, and you know it. Oh, Ginger, don't you see what you're doing?
Why is it always me? My fault.
Now, look. Look, you know that Emily Carter is my patient. And you know that Angela is her sister and is worried about her.
You both see her every day in the hospital. And that's a great deal more attention than I get. Maybe I should check myself into the hospital for a rest cure so I can see my husband for a change.
Maybe you should, but not Jefferson Hospital, please.
Oh.
You know, your jealousy is hardly rational. And if it weren't about Angela, it would be someone else.
If you'll stop seeing her, I won't be jealous.
Oh, I see. Now, how can I promise that? We work together. Her brother-in-law is my superior at the hospital, and I consult with him. Now, while she's helping her sister by taking over at the Carter home, I'm bound to see her.
I should have known it was hopeless.
Can't you see things from someone else's point of view for a change?
When have you tried to understand what I want and need? Your patients get everything you have to give. No, that's not quite true. They get almost everything. And what little is left over, you give to another woman.
I'm a homemaker, and I work part-time, too, so I get my share of headaches. But I don't take aspirin. It can irritate my stomach. So I've used Tylenol. It's easier on my stomach. But then I learned about new Datril. I compared labels. Datril has no aspirin either. Both have the same pain reliever, same effectiveness. But compare prices. Datril can cost less. So shop for the best prices and save money.
Datril, new from Bristol-Myers.
Every woman likes to know she's the best she can be, so take a little time out for yourself, your looks, and especially for great-looking hair. Great-looking hair comes easily with Natural Wear Miss Clairol Hair Color. Choose from two personal formulas. Shampoo formula or conditioning formula is the easy way to get fresh, young color. Extra-rich cream formula is the one hairdressers use, because no laboratory today has found a better way to cover gray. Shampoo formula or cream formula, try Natural Wear Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
To Have and to Hold features Joyce Gordon as Emily, William Redfield as Marshall, Patricia Wheel as Angela, Larry Haynes as Jason. Also appearing were Sherita Bauer, Tom Brook, Karen Green, Ian Martin, and Ariana Munker. Produced by Ernie Ricca, directed by Ed Kane, written by Richard and Suzanne Holland and Mary Dornheim, and brought to you by Datril, the new non-aspirin pain reliever from Bristol-Myers. This is Ken Roberts. This program has come to you from the Radio Playhouse, a DCA Productions program.